Paint the pump, no doubt about it.
I mean, I filled up today.
I love it.
It was so painful.
Okay, what happened?
It was $85.
Do you put the regular in?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. It was ridiculous. I am done. I'm going to start siphoning again.
Yeah, I remember when you did that. Your breath stunk when you got in.
It was okay, though. Because I didn't pay a lot for gas.
Arizona gas prices are up at least 20 cents from last week. We saw around the valley $5.05, $5.08.
$5.39 at the place down the street here.
Oh, that place is such a... I can't stand that place down the street. All right, so why are gas prices so high? And I think the other question is, when will they start going down? Let's get some answers. Patrick DeHaan joins us. Gas buddy. Patrick, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
We're great. It's California's fault, right?
It's always somebody else. We always like to blame the Californians when we, you know, see gas prices going up, and that's the case here. Of course, you know, if we had some refineries in Arizona, or if Arizona switched its blend to what California uses, we might not be in this boat. But here we are, refinery issues galore, just like we talked about in the spring, although that was kind of pipeline related too. The problem is Arizona's population is booming and there's just not enough refineries to be able to churn out enough gasoline. In addition, there's not enough pipeline capacity to bring that in. And everywhere you look, whether it's Southern California, whether it was Texas, Tucson, the eastern half of Arizona, everybody's getting clobbered with refinery downtime, whether it's planned or unplanned. And a lot of that happening because there's not as many refineries in the country today as they were, you know, 5-10 years ago.
You know, Patrick, we talk about refineries. The fact is we've been saying for a long time, we could put more refineries up. Nobody wants to put them up. People don't want them in their backyards.
Yeah.
And people, there's some for lease out in the Gulf. Nobody wants them. They're trying to give them away because they realize the regulations and the environmental stuff is a headache.
Well, to your point, there was a refinery in Houston that was supposed to shut down this year. Now they have said that they are going to keep it for another year. It's actually undergoing maintenance this fall. But to your point, you know, the environmental regulations have not gotten easier. They've gotten more difficult. And that's why, you know, 20 years ago, none of us were here talking about refineries so much as we are today, because in the last 20 years, because of regulation, bureaucracy, red tape, it's gotten harder to operate, more costly. And so now there's fewer refineries. Things like COVID kind of accelerated the amount of shutdowns. Remember during COVID when gas prices plummeted? That was fun, with the exception of it shut down refineries permanently. And so now we only have about 120 refineries in this nation.
Wow.
And as a result of, you know, it's been the survival of the fittest. The biggest refineries have been left behind. They're still operating. But when they go down now, it's much more problematic because the average size has gone up significantly.
So we've got refinery issues in California. It's making Arizona's gas prices skyrocket. Patrick DeHaan, gas buddy, joining us. So what would a refinery in Arizona look like? Where do you put it? You know, how many jobs would that create?
How long would it take to put it up?
What are kind of, the pros and cons of that?
Yeah. You know, it'd probably be a multi-billion-dollar construction project. Where would you put it? Probably as close to the New Mexico line as you could, just because West Texas isn't too far away, and that's where some of the crude oil comes in from, or a lot of the crude oil. Heck, one of the benchmarks, West Texas Intermediate crude oil. You know, so an oil company would want to have to build it. Arizona would have to allow it, which probably wouldn't happen. Look at all the pollution we have in the valley already. We have special blends of fuel. So, you know, even if they did build it, it'd be probably a 5 to 7 year project. So, you know, probably a $3 to $5 billion project, depending on how big it is. But you have a decent source of crude oil in West Texas. But, again, there's a lot of bureaucracy and, you know, the White House and politicians, the changing of the guard, so to speak, would probably really muddy the waters, because even if a project gets started, look at what happened to the Keystone, right? It got started, what, 10, 15 years ago. It was beset by delays, and then Trump approved it, and then Biden denied it. So there's a lot of political games that happen, too.
Well, it's all climate change. Climate change! Yeah, Patrick, it's climate! Whatever. I'm not buying it. I don't really care anymore. Okay, here's something. Look forward by the end of the year. Where is gas going to go? Because we got Saudi Arabia still clamping down and OPEC. Yeah. Where do you think gas is going to be sitting, say, January 1st?
Boy, and that's another observation, right? The price of oil is at the highest level since last November. If I took a guess, the statewide average today is 462, and Phoenix it's even higher at 496.
Ugh.
If everything goes well, guys, I'm going to just take a guess here. We'll be down to maybe 425. So we got a long way to go. a lot of the reason we're this high is because of those refinery outages. Once those get solved, I think we'll be in better shape. But keep an eye on OPEC. They could certainly offset some of the expected relief that I just told you to expect.
Patrick DeHaan, Gas Buddy, thanks for talking to us and giving us some insight. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.